Thank you.
Item number six, please.
Item number six from the Milwaukee Public Museum, submitting an informational quarterly financial update. This item will also be before the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. The item is informational only and is otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Williams, Mr. Burnett, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, County Supervisors. I'm going to give a brief update on the museum, and Mike will focus on the financials. I think our year-to-date, the base museum attendance is up about 12%. We're up a little bit in the planetarium and the theater. The good news for us is school groups are up about 11%, and the use of the museum by our members is up 25%. We're pleased in the last month we were able to book $2.2 million of multi-year commitments for capital projects at the museum. We also received a $588,000 grant from NASA to create a planetary experience for underserved high school students in cooperation with the Boys and Girls Club. This year's performance, as Mike will mention, is impacted by the poor performance of our traveling exhibit. We've adjusted our business model to that situation. As far as other issues, we continue to try to raise money to purchase Discovery World building, and we're very excited that this fall in December we'll open up an exhibit entitled Real Pirates. We're also very proud that we just produced a movie for our planetarium called Cosmic Colors. And if you were watching the Nat Geo channel last Tuesday, the Milwaukee Public Museum was featured in America's Lost Treasures. So we've had some good publicity. And I turn over to Mike to focus on the financials.
Mr. Burnett.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Just to be quick about this, when you look at the financial performance of the museum this year, this is a tough year for us. Right now, we've got about $11.4 million in revenues. That's about $2.8 million below where we thought we were going to be when we put this plan together for this year. And almost all of that is related to the lack of attendance that we had at the Cleopatra exhibit. We've been able to offset that shortfall of revenue, at least partially, with a reduction of a little bit over $1 million of expenses. But we haven't been able to eliminate it entirely. When the third quarter benefited, as Jay just mentioned, because we did receive some large gifts for restricted programs at the museum. That's wonderful for the long-term aspect, but quite frankly, because those monies are for those restricted programs and not for day-to-day operations, that doesn't help my cash flow any for paying the bills. But we took a number of steps to improve or to reduce our cost base. I think as the committee is aware, we offered a voluntary retirement program, which some employees took. We've certainly made reductions in our discretionary spending in the departments. One of the other aspects that for those of us on the senior team, we took 15 furlough days in our this year that we're doing right now, and other members took 5 days. That's all helped to reduce costs. One big aspect, though, that I'm pleased to talk about is in June, we came to agreement with our union, and we are moving to a different health care plan. Our health care plan was projected to increase July 1st by 15%, and from a dollar standpoint, that meant over $140,000 increase to us. Instead, we were able to work together, and we have agreement and have moved effective July 1st to a high deductible health care plan, which at the end of the day will actually reduce the museum's cost by about 8%. So we've been able to save a considerable amount of money, and obviously that will have a big impact for us going forward in the next fiscal year.
Questions by committee? Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, let's cut to the chase. The buzz is that the museum is going to be coming to the county board for another bailout. Is that rumor or is that fact?
I would not talk about the museum coming to the board for a bailout. but we are having discussions with representatives from the county about legacy pension obligations that were put on the museum when it was created back in 1992.
And looking at your consolidated statement of activities, I know that brag about the fact that the attendance for the museum is up 15% over the prior year at nearly 200,000 visitors. And yet, for the life of me, the year-to-date budget on admissions was $5.6 million. Now, you've got $2.5 million, but the prior year was $1.8 million. And I'd like to know, how did you pick a moonshot number like that?
When we looked at the traveling exhibits, and we've done major traveling exhibits for each of the last 7 years, and the history of what those exhibits had performed at, we set our expectations based on that history. And unfortunately, that did not happen with this exhibit. In conjunction with that, there was a relatively high amount of fixed cost associated with the exhibit. In other words, the cost was not variable with how many people were coming, so consequently the cost impact, with fewer people coming, didn't impact the cost as much as other exhibits.
Well, Mr. Bernatz, I don't see those numbers. In operating expenses under exhibits, year-to-date actual is $762,000 less than what the budget is. I'm not seeing common sense here. I mean, you're telling me that because of the Cleopatra, we thought we would bring 3 million more people to the museum?
No.
I mean, so, and then you're telling me that the exhibit cost was more, but even though this statement says that it's $762,000 less.
Can I explain that, Mr. Chairman?
Please do.
Part of the contract with the exhibitor was that they were receiving a royalty as part of the tickets being sold. Our initial expectations, we were going to have more than 200,000 visitors to this exhibit. We ended up with 105,000. That exhibitor then was not compensated for those 100,000 plus tickets that weren't sold. So that's why in that exhibits line, our cost is less than planned, is because we did not have to pay that royalty. That was a variable component cost to this exhibit. But there was many other costs to this exhibit that were not variable.
You still haven't answered the question on admissions. How do you go to 5 million?
Well, if you take roughly 110,000 tickets that didn't get sold at an average of about $20 a ticket, you get an additional $2.2 million that would have gone on top of the admission number that you see there.
Well, you and I have had conversations, and I will say publicly that I am very disappointed in the fees that you charge for your special exhibits. Honestly, I think it's outrageous that Cleopatra or Body Works or whatever, and I know as you explain that you hit the grand slam on Body Works, but you can't keep going to the well every single time. And I note that the pirate exhibit you're going to be charging the same outrageous fees for that. And Mr. Chairman and committee members, I only simply say, who's the pirate in this situation? So I think this market cannot afford those kind of substantial fees for those exhibits. I think a simple example would be to look at the zoo, where they have the dinosaur exhibit at $2.50. Now that's Milwaukee. That's realistic. And we got lucky once or twice, but to keep going to that well is disaster. And I don't think that you all are following this market at all.
For the sake of fairness, how do your rates for admission compare with other like institutions nationally?
Well, I think you would see that the exhibit pricing that we have for Pirates is comparable to the pricing they've had for Pirates in Denver or Minneapolis or other communities. And the base museum price to enter the museum at $14 is less than Discovery World, comparable with the zoo. And on top of that, we have the opportunity for county residents to come 52 times a year free. So we respect the supervisor's opinion, but the pricing is very similar to the pricing around the country for that exhibit.
Thank you. Supervisor Alexander, then Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What is that pricing exactly?
It would be $25 for Pirates.
Does that $25 for Pirates include admission to the museum?
Correct.
Thank you.
Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm wondering, we just heard the previous report about the solar panels. Mm-hmm. And in light of the financial situation right now, the little bump in the road that you guys are going through, do you think it's prudent that we spend an additional $385,000, which is what these solar panels, if I read the report, are going to cost over and above the normal fix? Even though we're going to save $300,000 over 30 years, we're going to spend $385,000 today to put those panels on. Do you think we would be better to spend? I know their capital dollars are not going to affect your operating budget, but is there a better place where we can spend that $385,000 where it's actually going to save you some utility costs or save some money in your operating budget, as opposed to sticking solar panels on the building that are going to take us 30 years to maybe get our money back, just so we can say, you know, we love the environment?
Whichever.
We can go through.
Take that.
I'll go first.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I think this is a very worthwhile project. As Dr. Senske said, there's beyond the financials, there's a great synergy with the museum's mission and what we're trying to do in this community. Part of what we have as issues with that building has to do with the envelope on the building, and this project at least fixes a good portion of the envelope without going into a lot of, for example, right now, because of negative pressure, if we did have rain, it would get sucked into the side of the building and drip down on the inside of the building around our vivarium. So this project would be replacing that whole skin on the south side and eliminating that problem for us. If you look at one of the things that we've had for in the 5-year and longer plan for the deferred maintenance on the building is replacing windows. But that's, I believe, a $1.8 million undertaking. So, I believe this is a good project. Do we have other issues that would help with our energy over time? I mean, certainly the green roof that we worked on with MMSD should provide a little bit of help, and that also was wonderful for programming. So, but there isn't a $300,000 solution, I think, that would do better for the building.
Well, I don't think anybody disputes the fact that the building has to be fixed. That's why we put the money in a capital budget. But the question is, do we spend $385,000 more than we need to fix it, or could you use that $385,000? I mean, even though the windows cost $1.8 million, couldn't we put $385,000 towards it? Or do we scrap the whole project because we don't have any money? It's just curious on my part that gives me some idea into the decision-making process. So thank you very much.
Other questions by committee members? I would comment regarding the educational mission, not just of the museum, but all of our cultural institutions, that I was very pleased to see that the attendance of school groups has increased. That, of course, in the face of ever-increasing costs of transporting students to the museum, which I know, being married to a Head Start teacher, thwarts a lot of field trips because classroom teachers simply can't, particularly in poorer districts, raise the money necessary to transport the kids to the wonderful exhibits that are available to them. So I wonder if it wouldn't be worth investigating the museum having its own bus or two in terms of running shuttles to those various schools by and large. You know, I think ultimately while the attendance would be paid or some fraction of the attendance, I think there is a discount involved, it would probably cover the cost, increase the educational impact that the institution itself has. I'm wondering if you have at any point considered that.
Right. One of the programs we have that we think has helped increase the attendance of students is a fossil fuel program where we subsidize the cost of the buses. And that's had a significant impact. So we've had donors who have funded that fossil fuel fund, which allows us to help subsidize the cost of transportation.
Well, that's wonderful. I was unaware of that. I'd appreciate some information on that if you could. Thank you. Thank you so much. We have another question, Supervisor Harris. See you.
That's okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is more of a comment because I want you guys to walk away from here knowing that not all supervisors believe that you should reduce your prices on world-class events. Okay, I personally think that you need to be competitive with other states and continue to do the work that you're doing because I believe you're doing a pretty good job considering, yeah, we have some struggles. Not to mention, thank you for standing up for the development on the building and sticking up for the and I hate that I forget my thoughts because I get a little nervous, you guys, when I speak. So, thank you. What I'm saying is the panels. Please, somebody, solar panels, thank you. I think that you should continue to do the work that you're doing around the solar panels and providing, you know, the work that you're doing because we need to make sure that we are conserving energy and looking at the long range process. So, again, I just wanted to commend you on the work that you're doing and not to, for you to walk away and think that the entire board agrees with what the comments that have been thrown out at you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor.
And keep up the good work.
Thank you, Chairman.
Item number 7, please.